Joining me now in the studio, well, at the Pullman Hotel, is Clayton Copplestone from Heathcote. Clayton, welcome. Nice to have you here again.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah. So I invited you along today to the show because you have teamed up with Kernel and got my fiduciary to create some model portfolios for advisors. Why have you done that?
Yeah, good question, Phil. Look, the primary reason is that there have been winds of change, significant winds of change, in investment markets in recent years. And any complacency or comfortableness that the industry has had in designing portfolios, I think, is now behind us. I think you need to now be very sure-footed about what you're doing and why you're doing it, particularly if you want a particular outcome, but also to justify the role that you have to play with your client.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's interesting, so in the model portfolios, I guess all your managers are active managers and all Kernel's are passive, so it's a nice fit together. Yeah. So did you find that amongst the two of you, you had sufficient diversity to build model portfolios?
Yep. Look, the mandate that was given to my fiduciary was use the ingredients that Heathcote represents and that Kernel has and try and build the best five models possible. We gave them full license and we had no oversight. So the models that came out were pretty close, you'll find, to the normal My Fiduciary models, albeit that these models are designed not to be something you take off the shelf and use without thought. They're more to demonstrate how the various ingredients might go together to give a predictive outcome.
Yeah, and there's five different portfolios.
Yeah,
and so amongst them, and looking at them, there's quite a diversity of stocks, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's taken up. So are you basically offering like a My Food Bag, a ready baked solution that an advisor can just pick up off the shelf and take to the kitchen?
Absolutely not. We really want to encourage the industry to start thinking about portfolio design and portfolio construction so that if you take something from this basket and something from that basket and put it together, put a blend together using perhaps some of the metrics that my fiduciary have come up with, what kind of outcome are you going to get? So I go back to my original statement. This is to challenge the industry not to be complacent about the way it was. It's more to start thinking carefully about what could happen going forward.
So is it pushing advisors into getting more involved in their portfolio construction?
Absolutely. I don't think one size fits all. I think, unfortunately, you can't McDonaldize the experience for the client. You know, every client has their own needs and expectations. And so ultimately, when a client comes to an advisor, they're looking for a bespoke solution. Now, you may have the core of that solution ready-made, but equally, there'll be nuances around it that you need to tailor for each individual client.
So they could say in a bond fund, they could say instead of using what's in my fiduciary's portfolio, they could use another bond fund, that's what you're saying, or they could mix up the allocations?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I would encourage advisors when they see these models to do exactly that. So to try and make something best fit for the client rather than trying to wedge the client into something that's already made.
Yeah, yeah. And there's been, is it correct that some of the people who have offered these sorts of services before are pulled out of the market?
Yep. We've seen a number of groups come in and offer one-size-fits-all solutions.
Yeah.
Again, that's not this model. This model is what does the end result look like if I start blending active and passive or different solutions together. So it's creating thought, it's stimulating inquiry.
Mm-hmm. And how often will it get reviewed?
At this stage, this is a one-off.
Yeah.
Depending on demand, I think we'll review it periodically. Quarterly is probably the obvious.
Yeah. And do you charge advisors to use it?
Absolutely not. So this is something that both Kernel and I, Heathcote.
You and the Kernel.
Heathcote and the Kernel have come together and said, we actually want to genuinely help the industry. We want the industry to improve. So there's been a variety of things that have been done in the lead up to this. There'll be a few things that happen after the announcement of these portfolios. But we want people to go, how did you arrive at this decision? and start challenging and inquiring and starting to understand, well, Colonel's from the passive side of the table, Heathcote's got some active solutions. You know, how do these fit together?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it goes, and it sounds like a great initiative. Thank you for coming in, Clayton, and it's good to see you again.
Thanks, all. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you.